Let us start this long tale, tragic even among the myriad tragedies of wars, not with a Frenchman or an American, but with a Vietnamese. Duan Phuong Hai was born in 1944 in a village on Route 6, only 18 miles from Hanoi, yet wholly rustic. Among Hai's earliest memories was that of wire, barbed wire, the rusty strands that encircled the French army post on a hillock near the marketplace, and the manner in which they sang when the wind blew through them. Behind the wire, and beneath France's fluttering flag, lived a Vietnamese trumpeter named Vien, whom the little boy loved. Vien gave him empty butter tins and metal bottle caps from which he built and cherished a toy car. Hai would sit among a little cluster of admiring children, listening to Vien's tales of his many battles, peering at the scar from a leg wound he'd received at Limestone Mountain, where he blew the call for a charge in which foreign legionnaires claimed to have killed 100 communists. The boys stroked the sergeant's stripes and hoarded empty cartridge cases that he occasionally gave to them. Sometimes Vien would sing in a deep, sad voice, perhaps about his mother who had died in the previous year. Then, as a special treat, he led his small followers down to the riverbank and played in succession the bugle calls of the army, some that made our hearts thrill to the notes, others so sad that they made one want to cry. Then came a day in 1951 when Hai's family moved to Hanoi, taking all their possessions aboard the aged district bus. Vien was commanding a picket by the roadside and gave him parting gifts of two pieces of chewing gum and a gentle tug on the ear. As the bus pulled away, the boys saw him waving through a cloud of red dust behind, as houses, paddy fields, bamboo groves and dar trees at the end of the village disappeared from his own life forever. Hai embarked upon a succession of journeys, exiles, a few joys and many misfortunes, such as were the shared experience of the Vietnamese people for half a century. Though he himself became a soldier, never again would warriors be imbued in his eyes with the glow of romance conferred upon them by Sergeant Vien and his bugle. Vietnam endured 1,000 years of rule by the Chinese before their expulsion in 938. They returned several times and were finally driven out only in 1426. Thereafter, the country enjoyed independence, though by no means stability or good governance. Rival dynasties controlled the north and south respectively until 1802, when Emperor Gia Long imposed unity, ruling from the city of Hue. During the late 19th century scramble for empires, France fixed its attentions on Indochina and by force of arms established a progressive dominance initially in the south, Cochin China. In May 1883, when the National Assembly in Paris voted 5 million francs for an expedition to consolidate the region as a protectorate, the conservative politician Jules de la Fosse proclaimed, "Let us, gentlemen, call things by their name. It is not a protectorate that you want, but a possession." So it was, of course. The French committed 20,000 troops to securing Tonkin, northern Vietnam. Achieving this after a year's hard fighting, they imposed a ruthless governance. While they abolished the old custom of condemning adulteresses to be trampled to death by elephants, the penalty of beheading, formerly imposed only upon thieves, was extended to all who challenged French hegemony. Opium consumption soared after the colonial power opened a Saigon refinery.